Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First Man, the movie about man's first journey onto the surface of the moon, is opening tomorrow. Ryan Gosling plays Neil Armstrong. And joining us is the president and CEO of Heinz History Center, Andy Masick, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. And some very exciting news if you haven't heard. Andy, I don't want to steal your thunder.
Hey, yeah, I am really jazzed about this exhibition that we just opened called Destination Moon. And it's straight from the Smithsonian Institution. And it includes the actual Columbia Command Module, the ship that Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins took to the moon in 1969 for that big moon shot that put a man on the moon, the giant leap for mankind. And it's right at the History Center in the Stitt District right now. It's a terrific show.
You know, I think it's interesting in the light of history that I think Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin's names are, you know, part of the fabric of our space program. But poor Michael Collins, who stayed in that command module and circled the moon, gets forgotten that he was there too.
Yeah, you know, I talked to Michael about that. Michael Collins is still around. He's smart. He's got a great sense of humor. And people always ask him about that. How did you feel while Neil and Buzz were walking around on the moon, picking up 47.5 pounds of moon rocks and getting all the glory? How did you feel about orbiting the moon? And he said, you know, it could have been any one of us assigned to that job. He was the best at docking and command module piloting. And so he felt very much a part of that first successful moon landing and has no regrets at all. But he did do some graffiti inside the command module that we have at the History Center right now. And we've done a high-definition photography, and you can kind of maneuver your way through the inside of the capsule, and you can see Michael Collins' graffiti. And he wrote, "This is the best ship ever to come down the line. God bless you, Columbia. Michael Collins, command module pilot." And he puts the date on it. And he scratches that into the wall of the inside of the command module.
That's tremendous.
That is cool.
We're with Andy Masick, president, CEO of the Heinz History Center, talking about the first time that this government has allowed outside of the Smithsonian in Washington for this capsule to go anywhere. How did you get it?
Well, you know, we are an affiliate of the Smithsonian Institution at the History Center, and they consider us one of their best affiliates. And they chose their four best affiliates in America to get this special privilege of the command module and all the other moon-flown material from 1969. And it turns out that the Heinz History Center in Pittsburgh is the only venue east of the Mississippi River. The others are in Seattle, Houston, and St. Louis. So this is really a special privilege for Pittsburghers, and I hope they all come down to see the real deal. Right after they watch the movie with Ryan Gosling, First Man, and you know, really get the whole story.
Yeah, and you've got the author of the book that the movie's based on coming.
That's right. James Hansen interviewed Neil Armstrong. He was the only one that Neil Armstrong would ever talk to. He was a very private kind of guy. And James Hansen was the co-producer of the Gosling film, First Man. And he's going to be here on November 1st at 7 p.m. at the History Center. And so you can get all the inside scoop, not only on Neil Armstrong, but Ryan Gosling, too.
And one of the things Pittsburghers love, as you've come to learn, Andy, is we love to know the connections and the firsts. And there are many Pittsburgh connections to the innovations of Apollo, the Apollo program, and Apollo 11.
You are so right, Larry. You know, if if it weren't for Pittsburgh, we wouldn't have put a man on the moon in 1969. A Pittsburgh company, North American Rockwell, built the command module. Alcoa made the aluminum for the lunar lander and the skin of the Saturn V rocket. ATI, U.S. Steel, Mine Safety Appliance made the breathing apparatus for the astronauts. Union Switch and Signal made the firing relays that blasted off those rockets. And Westinghouse made special cameras that brought to the world live the moonwalk, the scratchy black and white images that some of us remember from 1969. Those were special cameras made by Westinghouse because they had to operate in 250 degrees Fahrenheit or 150 degrees below zero.
Wow.
And so Westinghouse knew how to harden for military contracts electronic devices, and that's why Westinghouse made those cameras.
So as you go to see this display at the Heinz History Center, keep in mind the bravery of the men who did this, who went up in this thing not knowing whether there was a guarantee that they were going to make it back.
And trusting the bravery and technology of the men and women
exactly.
here in Pittsburgh that put a lot of this together. That's something we should all
that's
be very
cool.
proud of. Andy Masick, President CEO of Heinz History Center. It is Destination Moon, the Apollo 11 mission, until February 18th, 2019. Can't wait to see it myself, Andy. Enjoy the movie, too.
Thanks. See you at the History Center.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.